What's up? Blurting Beyond here. Today we got a real special guest, Adrian, aka Modern Day Ronin.
Hey. Yes, yes.
Yep. Flex on him. Flex on him.
Hey. Flex on him. Hey.
You know what I mean? You know, this is season 9, episode 2.
I'm mad I haven't come on here sooner.
Seasons, man.
So it's titled, What is the Most Unappreciated Season of Power Rangers? You know, we got an expert over here, you know.
Ooh,
right here. We're going to jump right into it.
I'm ready to learn.
Good couple of seasons that do fall under that, like underrated and also underappreciated.
But first, you know, just start off, you know, with the hot topics, Josh.
Ooh,
okay.
Oh, what we got here? I done perked up. Let's go.
Oh,
perked up.
Hey, Josh, you muted, dog.
There we go. Yes, indeed. It's not April 1st. It's not April 1st.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I am doing the hot topics. And I think this is why they decided to drop this today, because everybody probably thought it was going to be an April Fool's jokes. But Nintendo finally revealed the Nintendo Switch 2.
Bruh.
Yeah. Anybody watch that stream this morning?
Hey. I didn't get to see it. I was working.
Yeah. I'm going to call it on Maximilian Dude's channel.
Yeah, I'll be watching him too. Yeah, his reactions are the best. Shoot. Love it.
Yeah, it was great. So it was the Nintendo Switch 2 Direct. They revealed when the game is supposed to be dropping, which will be June 5th, 2025. Wow. They showed 1,000,000,001 new games that are coming out. That Mario Kart will be dropping, I think, on launch day, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They got a lot of stuff, bro. But they got stuff that's already out, but not on the Switch, like Hogwarts Legacy. Elden Ring is coming to the Switch.
Sheesh.
It's just a lot of excitement in that area.
NBA 2K is also going to the Switch too.
Yep. Yeah. And look, and I thought about that too, because I was like, I remember they tried that with 2K18, and it was hard.
It didn't necessarily go in their favor, but I mean, look, hopefully they learn from their mistakes. I'm hoping they did.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so. It looks great though.
I played one of the 2Ks, you know, as a cheap thing. I didn't have a PlayStation at the time, you know what I'm saying? I enjoyed it, you know what I'm saying? A little bit.
I mean,
it helped me.
It's almost like when you ain't got no cable, you know, that PBS be hitting.
Right.
That CW be hitting.
He just indirectly called me broke. And
hey, we all
I won't go say nothing, but you know,
look. We all look.
I'll just mess.
We all been there. Mm-hmm. The cable, you come home, you turn on the cable, it's off. You like, dang. Well,
Clifford is
over.
PBS. Or if wonder if Arthur's on. Yeah.
Arthur it is. Dragon Tales it is.
We dropped our cable because it just got to a point that we were literally like just paying. Me and my family were literally just paying for cable just for like a few shows.
That's how it be.
One of them was not on. It was literally taking like, hey, we done filmed it. We done showed you everything. Give us like 6 months. We'll come back.
Yep.
Right.
Satellite be on off.
That's it.
Thank you.
Well, back from our broke chronicles, Carmelo Anthony has been selected first round draft pick. What is it when you go
first round ballot for the
first ballot? There we go. First ballot Hall of Fame.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, there's a new Carmelo Anthony.
Carmelo Anthony.
He's going to Hall of Fame?
He wasn't in there.
He was in the Hall of Fame.
Nah, he wasn't in there before.
Nope.
Hey, man.
It's been crazy. I think with the NBA,
at least he's getting it.
They wait for like 5 years before you're eligible. Yeah. So it's crazy to think he'd been retired for 5 years.
That is crazy. I ain't gonna lie.
I literally remember him basically being one of the only few Nuggets players people actually recognized.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to say.
Like that.
Nuggets.
And then Carmelo.
Bro, like, he should have won a ring, bro.
Yeah.
Wait, he never played?
Now they call him LaMelo Melo now. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Yep, they call him Melo.
Yeah, you know, that's for the young guys. But we know who the real Melo is. Number
breaks
seven.
My heart.
Yeah, he Melo said he was cool with it. He said,
I mean, hey.
I mean, he had a great, he had a long career.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be and great. He's so he's living my dream.
Yeah, we know he ain't better than him. Moments.
Definitely earned. On a sadder note, some may know we lost Val Kilmer on yesterday. Yes. Some of those don't know he played, of course, in Batman Forever. A whole lot of different movies. He was in Top Gun. He was in Willow. He was in Doors, Tombstone. He was the voice of Moses in The Prince of Egypt. But of course, a lot of people being one of the Batmans.
I only know like so. I think.
Wait,
yeah,
we lost George Foreman and Val Kilmer back.
That's back. Crazy.
That Tombstone movie really hit though. Like he,
yeah.
Like you like some Western movies? Yeah, he did that. He Doc Holliday for real.
I might watch Prince of Egypt now though. I ain't gonna cap. That's my movie.
I'm gonna check out Tombstone.
It's classic. So, like RIP to Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
One of the coolest ones to ever do it. And then lastly, Ryan Coogler's Sinners. They, you know, they on their promotion tour now.
Yeah.
We got a couple more weeks.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? So he has revealed that there will be 2 post-credit scenes.
They're trying to make a universe.
Make sure y'all took care of everything before y'all go in there.
You feel? No bathroom breaks.
Yeah, you're gonna get called out. Where you going?
Hey, nah,
just don't tell them.
That's the center right there.
There it is.
Get him.
Definitely dropping April 18th. Of course, you know, it might drop a day earlier on that Thursday. But tickets, I believe, are available now. If not, they'll be available sometime this week.
All right.
Be on the lookout. Oh, yeah.
Probably all going to sell out.
It's going to be a packed house.
People going to be dressed up in their cowboy outfits.
We're supposed to be seeing that.
Hey, look, would you blame them now?
I wouldn't blame them.
Exactly.
Where they first dressed cowboys. As cowboys.
Now I dressed them as one of the vampires. Forget it.
They dress up as cowboys.
Oh, see? They go to center right there.
I have arrived.
Like, At least he's taking it on the chest.
What a damn garlic. Somebody get the damn garlic.
At least you know the real hood now. There you go.
From the time period, you know what I'm saying? You can let it slide.
You can't let it slide.
Go ahead and get him, Chris. I remember we said we were going to dress up. I ain't just saying to dress up like no cowboy, though.
Hey, I'm ready to be Yellowstone in this motherfucker. Yeah. I'm ready to be Yellowstone.
And stuff. Yeah,
make sure you bring your rope, too. Have your rope on your side.
Don't you bring no dang rope. Don't you bring no dang rope.
Damn right.
I hope they don't let you in.
Where is the noose?
Oh my god. Somebody gonna be like, nah, I ain't gonna say that. I'm gonna be in pocket.
We all kind of know.
They supposed to have different elements in there, so we'll see what's going on with it.
Somebody gonna do something ignorant. I already know that. That's all I'm gonna say. I ain't gonna go into detail.
I'm about to say, in this day and age, the ignorance is basically Monday.
Yes. Everyday
thing. Monday. Why can't I bring my whip in?
That needed to be on the shirt. But moving on to our next segment. What's the word, blurred?
All right. The blurred word of the day is agape. It's the highest form of love, charity, and the love of God for human beings and of human beings for God. This is in contrast to philia, brotherly love, or philiasia, self-love, as it embraces a profound sacrificial love that transcends and persists regardless of circumstance.
Okay.
Oh, you gonna
I like that. That agape love.
Good word.
Can you spell it?
A-G-A-P-E. A little, you know.
With a little ah.
That ain't a real word.
All right, now, man. He said ignorance was like a Monday, you know.
There it is. He's right there.
There it is. It showed up, didn't it?
I mean,
I'll wait for yours to come out.
But yeah, you know,
I'm chilling.
This episode really derives from like having a conversation with Adrian, so that's why I titled it that. But I know he wants to state how he feels about one particular Mighty Morphin season getting all the love.
Oh Lord, don't get us canceled, man.
It's
just
do it.
We all grew up with Mighty Morphin. We all did. If you were a Mighty Morphin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If your birthday had a 90, like a 90 in it, rather that be 91, 92, 93, by the rest of them, Mighty Morphin was basically your first introduction to Power Rangers.
Pretty much.
Right.
But
it definitely was.
According to pop culture, there's only been one team of Power Rangers in 30 years.
Really?
According to pop culture, there's only one team because there's only one team getting t-shirts, getting cups, getting toys.
You know what? He's right.
Yeah.
That is true. Well, like, I don't know. Well, not the game.
You don't really see nothing like about like another team like Mystic Force or like Wild Force on a cup or that like that.
I mean, I guess because that was where it was at its peak though with the Mighty Morphin.
Matter of fact, you don't even see the season that Tommy was a Red Ranger in.
Yeah. Man. Let him know something. Yeah.
That was clean.
Man, yeah.
Okay. That was clean. Okay. All right.
Let him know something about that Zio.
My favorite season of all time.
See, somebody's culture.
They did eat. It did eat.
Oh wait, Prince, it was Lightspeed, right?
His turbo. You got the wrong car one. I got your back, Prince. I got your back, Prince.
Okay, I'm about to say because me and Josh are telling y'all to WWE match right now. It's going down. It's going down when we come to your town. It's going down. I will say
this. You know something, brother.
I will say this: Turbo had a banging soundtrack.
Who?
I on that hill.
Turbo.
Turbo had an amazing.
I had my quick
my favorite
pros and go ahead, my stuff fault. About that Turbo, but yeah,
my favorite theme probably was space. Power Rangers in space. That was one of my favorite things. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Look, that one went hard too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When they start doing their rock and roll with the
mm-hmm.
I think Operation Overdrive had like a hip hop feel to it. I think
they tried.
Operation Overdrive.
I was like, okay, get to the fight.
Right, like yeah, I'm just
get to the fight. Get to the fight.
Yeah, I ain't really like that.
Yeah, and then they make the morphers too. Like, I made them, or something like that.
Boy, it was really rich.
Yeah, they was rich, and they made the morphers. I was like, okay,
they could have took over some small governments.
Something ain't right, but all right, but yeah, you're right about that Mighty Morphin stuff, because man,
yeah, it is the only one that gets the most love,
and they're like divided too, because it's like, wait, we got Zach, then we got Adam, Nah, some people feel like Kat was a better Pink Ranger than Kimberly. I don't know how, but
I don't even remember Kat like that.
That's an argument I heard.
Yeah, like, you don't really hear people talk about it.
I mean, I like Kat too, but
if you read the Power Ranger comics, they actually did a great job putting over Kimberly. They did a great job.
Yeah, that's
she got like side story.
Yeah.
And the side story is really good. Like, Check it out if you can. It's really good. Okay.
Shout out Boom Studios.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I heard they be writing. I heard they be cooking.
Yeah, they be cooking. I don't want to spoil the story. But
I'm way behind on it, but I've been keeping up with it here and there.
Okay.
But from what I've seen and from what I've like heard, they cooking. They coming in because this might be spoiler, but this is something that is like monumental.
Yeah.
So I gotta let it be known. The VR Troopers are finally in the Power Rangers universe.
Yeah, I heard about that. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
That's good.
That is good.
But there's actually a funny story with that too. It's more specifically with the main VR Trooper actor
and Tommy.
Yeah, because the White Ranger was originally supposed to be him. I forgot this dude's name, but he is such a nice dude. Brad Hawkins. Yeah. Brad Hawkins was supposed to be the White Ranger, but because of how over Tommy was with the kids, they were just like, hey, Brad, I know we promised you the White Ranger role, and I know we told you that Tommy was getting it with that, Jason David Frank was getting his own show, Cybertron. But Jason David Frank, aka Tommy, was so popular. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring Tommy back as the White Ranger, but we're going to make up for it. We're going to give you the Cybertron show, except it's not going to be just you. It's going to be two other people. You got your own team, basically.
Man, I would have been heated if I
was. Yeah, me and Tommy, we had to talk about that. me and Jason.
It was that. A last-minute decision.
Yeah.
He had to accept it.
That's supposed to be me.
Jason had to accept it.
Nah. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I can't be mad. I can't
he was
be
like,
mad.
He was like, that suit kind of clean. I don't know.
That clean, man. If I would have saw the suit and everything, I've been so jealous.
I'm sorry, bro.
Because that reveal was dope, too. Like, oh my gosh. That man floated down.
Yeah, that freezer. That freezer float.
So, as a photographer, the way that they had, like, they set that reveal up. Mm-hmm. Like for production wise, dang near perfect.
Yeah,
dang near perfect.
White light and everything, bro.
Yeah,
damn, bro.
Can you imagine if they had like a conversation though? Like, you know, it was talking. And he was like, you know, I'm excited about this. You know, this White Ranger role. You know, I love Power Rangers. He's like, yeah, you know, I'm getting my own show. And then they come to him, and they're like, well, let's just show you the suit. And he's sitting there like, well, that's a clean suit. You know, I might have to.
Now
go ahead and take this.
The VR Trooper suit that Brad ended up taking on. Mm-hmm. While it's not the White Ranger suit, it actually the actual suit that he got was not half bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they signed anything yet, too. So it wasn't really set in stone at first.
Oh, they probably would have ripped up the contract anyway.
Yeah.
They actually did try to bring Brad back into the Power Rangers fold. They tried to bring him back in Zeo, because he was originally going to be the Gold Ranger.
Dang.
If you watch the Gold Ranger debuts, you can hear that's Brad Hawkins' voice.
Yes, he filmed.
Dang, that's. Another person that's too many people, man.
They was giving him the fist, won't they?
Dang, I would have left.
You're not qualified.
He would have been the original Crash Out.
That's right.
Right.
I'm like, just make me a villain. Can't keep doing it. They can't get away with this. Make me a villain right now.
I'd fire my manager. I ain't gonna lie.
Now, I do like who they got for it because I love Jason because Jason was him at one point.
He was. Yeah. Tommy just stole that junk too.
But to Jason's defense, he was trying to get like a better like slice of the pie.
Okay. Right.
Because he's on record saying I could have worked at McDonald's and made more than I was making during Power Rangers.
Dang, that's a crazy statement. I ain't gonna lie.
That's a big crazy statement.
Fries was like that.
In the 90s?
They put crack on them in the 90s.
And it's not even so much as that. I don't think you also got to remember, this was like a... kid show, so like,
yeah,
money wasn't the money wasn't
that sprinkle that shit up there. Clint sprinkle that shit up
right away. So, but when they started making, it, when they started hitting them toy sales, it was like, why am I
eating the toy sold?
I getting nothing basically.
The toy sold.
Not toys.
Not as much as the crack fries, though.
Yeah, they still around today.
A part of me, always wanted a slight darker story, though, when it comes to Power Rangers. I know it's a kid's show, but like, yeah. I feel like it could like did more, like if it would expand, you know.
So we eventually did get darker stories as like the show went on.
Yeah,
because I remember In Space was kind of like. It was very different because they had no mentor. All they had was each other.
Yeah. And Alpha.
And then also a lot of a good little bit of like inferring of death. Mm. They didn't outright say it, but you can kind of like,
yeah.
If you look at how everything was set up, you can kind of tell they were trying to convey, hey, he might be dead.
Yeah.
When it came to like
the Silver Ranger.
Yeah.
And then Zordon.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, I have a very funny story about that. So I went to my first GalaxyCon like way back when, like in 2018. And one of the guests that they had was the Red Space Ranger, which, by the way, very cool guy. Very cool guy.
Yeah.
He's also funny as well.
You know, autograph. And
gross.
Yeah. So me and my girlfriend at the time, we got a picture with him and we got to talk with him. And he was reminded, he had told me that somebody had asked him in like a one of those Q&As where you can just where he's on the stage, and you walk up, you ask him whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had he told the story about how somebody had walked up and asked him, so how did it feel to kill Zordon?
Dang.
That's crazy.
And my
OG.
I had just started with my girl, with that young lady I was dating at the time. We had just started watching Power Rangers. So we're still on Mighty Morphin. I'm trying to cut all the fat and get to the story points as much as I can.
Yeah.
That way we can just. We can get it through. We can get in, get out.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, that is very hard to do, especially. So
yeah, watching it.
So me and her just chilling on the couch, just sitting with each other, just vibing, and then all of a sudden she asked me, "So how did he kill Zordon?"
What'd you say?
He sliced him.
What'd you say?
So I had to go through 5 seasons of plot and lore. In just 5 minutes.
Mm. Oh, that did not sound fun. She wouldn't have had an answer for me. I was like, we had to talk about this later.
You got a feeling. Right,
you get there. You get there.
You got an answer?
Dude. Say it again, sir.
The way she asked it, like, we're just chilling, just enjoying the vibes. And it was out of nowhere, like, out of left field. And I got the look on my face, like,
Hey.
So we were gonna get to that, but like
that's how you get them. Like I can show you.
So I had to explain the whole entire Zordon, which stretches about. So we got 4 seasons of Mighty Morphin. We got 1 season of Mighty Morphin Aliens. We got Zeo. We got Turbo. We got 7 seasons of the Zordon era.
Yeah.
I had to break all that down in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen for me. I'd be like, we just have to catch up. We just got
that's real love.
That's real love. 5 minutes?
So you might have a whole flow chart read.
Right.
I should have. Because I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting her to really hit me with that, like right then and there.
But she should have.
I don't know. He probably like, my time is now.
But I was able to get through it. I was able to get through
it. All right, then. That's what matters. Get through it.
Hold on, then. So what's your favorite? What's your favorite Power Ranger series?
Yeah, he kills Zordon.
Zeo.
So Zeo.
Zeo's my favorite season.
And then Zeo, so which one you hate, though? Or not hate, but dislike?
It's okay to hate. Super
favorite. Well, Megaforce in general.
Megaforce was trash. Yeah. Yeah.
Because it had one job: commemorate the anniversary of Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it failed to do that in every conceivable way.
Man, when I found out about like how they could change the other Power Rangers, I was like, huh.
Didn't really get a lot of love. It was just like, I know Mighty Morphin got love. I know that. That goes without saying.
Yeah.
But like, apparently they had plans to do like a special, like, because we were supposed to have gotten like, there was an episode where one of the villains from Power Rangers Samurai was supposed to come back.
Okay.
And to do like a little like one-off, hey, I never died. To close up that plot hole, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the Power Rangers suits that they used were all American suits for the most part. They all were seen in America. Okay. But for some weird reason, the showrunners was like, nah, we're not doing that.
Why?
Because it makes sense. That's why.
He said, nah, it makes sense to them. They said, yeah, we ain't doing that. I don't care how long it took to make it.
Now, I will say this. The suits in Super Megaforce, I actually kind of liked.
Yeah, pirate joints.
I actually kind of liked. The pirate joints, yes, especially. But at the same time, like, y'all really try to recapture the Mighty Morphin flair to a point that it was basically you basically took the homework of the old Mighty Morphin and just, you know, copied it, but just changed like two or three things.
Yeah, especially the regular suits. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I got a hot take.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, let's hear it.
I don't know why they left, because I haven't watched that video yet of why they left Power Rangers, but I feel like they were the most undervalued Ranger, because they could have had a run just like Tommy did. And that's Zach. Like, I would have loved to see Zach and Zeo. Like,
oh, Zach would have been.
He could have been in Turbo as well, too. Like,
yeah,
I could see him. He could
have been the Phantom Ranger or something.
Yeah, nobody else fought like him. He could have talked like, man, come on.
Yeah, I
can say this. Zach ended up getting his flowers in the once in the Netflix special.
Yeah.
He got his flowers there, and I'm glad he did.
Yeah.
Because I got to meet the guy. He's really, really nice. Really, like, he radiates positivity.
Yeah, he do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's
and up. That's not his character. That's actually him.
Right.
That's what's up.
I think I remember that video you talking about, Prince. It was him and Jason.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. I need to go watch. This is my save, but I watched some of the other ones he talked about, because he actually has four fingers on one of his hands.
Yeah.
Like, that's just crazy. I don't
ever pay that any mind.
Funny enough, I saw a video maybe yesterday or the day before. He explained what happened.
Yeah.
Dad lost his finger.
He was flicking off the dude. The dude thought he was flicking him off, and twisted the glove.
Oh yeah,
That just had me rolling. He said, four fingers of death. I said, oh yo, that's crazy. That's not how he lost his finger. That was after.
No, that was just him. The middle finger
is the one that was sticking up and stuff.
Oh okay,
it always stuck up because he ain't a finger there. So the crossing guard or whatever thought he was flicking him off. It's a funny story.
Forget you.
But yeah, that dude's great. We would love to have him as a guest. Like, he's on our wish list of guest stars.
For sure. Yeah. Him and a blue Turbo Ranger.
Oh,
he's somebody to win.
Ain't no O.
He lying.
Ain't no O.
The one that grew 6 inches, no Diddy.
Nigga's lying.
Yeah, Prince and Christian was talking
you
about
you just that, wanted right? to stay 6 inches.
So,
I actually,
so I actually got to meet Justin. Because
okay.
I work I don't know if y'all like know, or I know Prince, and I know you, Josh. I used to photograph like for the Fayetteville Comic Con.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Like, officially.
Hey,
legend.
And
ask about him.
The one year, and I think the show that they were the, it was supposed to be a JDF Memorial Weekend, basically. Well, it was supposed to be, because I feel like the way that the everything was themed, JDF was supposed to be like the main event of the of that Fayetteville Comic Con that year.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he left us before he could do that.
Oh.
So it was transformed into a tribute weekend, just remembering his legacy and just how important he was, because he was basically the face of Power Rangers.
Basically. Dang. Could have been Jason.
So the people that they brought out his a couple of his co-stars from Dino Thunder, Trent and Ethan.
One of my favorites.
Mm-hmm, that's one of my favorites, too.
They had brought out Jason Falk, a.k.a. Wes, from Time Force, because they were on a project together. They brought out Hector David from Samurai. Serena Vincent from Lost Galaxy, the Yellow Ranger.
Okay.
And they had his family, including Jenna Frank, there too, along and his widow Tammy, who I got to talk to. I got to talk to both of them, and they treated me with such respect, and I appreciate them for just like just even so much as doing that that long after they lost Jason.
That's what's up. I know it was probably a great experience. I mean, I know it's a sad situation though, but I know you probably won't forget about that.
It was amazing. Like, I got to photograph my entire, my entire Saturday mornings for 12 years.
That's amazing. Wow. It is dope.
What were you about to say about the Turbo Ranger?
He was one of the, like, if you want to, like, to say that he was, like, down to earth would be an understatement. Like, this man was so approachable. Cause he just wanted everybody just to have a good time.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
See y'all. Yeah.
You can say hi to him if you want to say hi to him.
You talking about see y'all? What are you talking?
Because if that's your favorite range, just say that, dog. Like, you don't got to put
that's
that
why
on
he chose
us.
Blue. That's why he chose
that's
blue.
Why he encouraged you.
No.
Don't act like you ain't say that. Like, it's all right. We ain't.
He wanted to be in the movie. He said that should be.
You can tell when certain guests at conventions, they're just there just because they have to be.
Yeah.
And you have those guests who are like there to make your experience that much better.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. All the Rangers that came out, they wanted to make our experience, the experience for the guests as well as us who worked with them, that much better.
That's dope.
I love people who got that passion, who like actually into it, like. And that's what makes it better and more genuine than people who just like there for a check, you know.
Like, because if you've been to GalaxyCon, you can kind of tell who's there, you know, who wants to be there and who's just there, because they're paying, because they're getting paid.
Yeah, like dang, you meet them, like especially like you always wanted to meet them and then like you like oh they like this,
like
they
just signing,
they just ruined it,
just sign and throw the autograph at you.
You're ruining it. Like, oh my God. And you like take pictures and all that.
And I ain't gonna lie though, if I had like a catchphrase or something, I know I wouldn't want to be there. Because if everybody coming up to me saying my catchphrase.
Speaking of catchphrases, I'm sure that you got the juice now, dude. Hated life for a little bit. Because it's like, hey, you got the juice now. I was like, and he's probably like, again with this.
Probably,
yeah,
you understand. Or let's rock it. Yeah, I would not. About the 15th one, I'd be like, "Yeah, it's been rocked. We can drop that."
What's hilarious? Tracy Lynn Cruz, I think I still have the autograph she gave that I got from her. I think she wrote that on my thing too.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yep. I gotta say this. Tracy Lynn Cruz, respectfully. She bad.
Hey. Come on in.
She one of them ones.
Hey.
Go ahead and say grace before you eat, man.
Hey, look.
Got to.
Mine has been good to that young lady.
Yeah. You got to multiply. And then divide.
Hey. Got to
Dr. Umar just going to have to understand.
That's crazy.
She's Hispanic, and then we got to improve on black and brown relations somehow, right?
Because I'm about to subtract off the back.
Oh my goodness. This man just doing math.
I'm the addition. That's all I know.
Serena Vincent also time has done well for her too.
Oh yeah.
AKA Maya.
Yeah.
Hey man.
I think one of my favorites besides Zio was of course we already named Thunder Learning, but definitely SPD. Yes.
They did all those rangers very well.
Development. We got to talk about that.
Yeah.
Top tier character development. And the thing is, they did it from the beginning. They already told you, it's going to be like this.
Yeah.
Beginning, because Sky being pissed that the ruffian was the Red Ranger over him.
Yeah.
That was just like, okay, so there's going to be a story between those two where it's just like they're going to not be feeling each other, but that one episode where Jack gave Sky his morpher to get back for his daddy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, y'all, I see what y'all did there. Y'all had that.
Hey, you can borrow this.
Chambers.
You can bar it. Go ahead.
Make sure you get back when you're done, though.
That was a bar. That was a bar.
That, you know, that's mine still.
Yeah.
He had the dopest power, too.
Go get it for that.
He had the dopest power, too. Like,
And not just that, the mentor, the quote-unquote mentor figure of the season, his character development was really good, too.
Yo, growing up as a kid, so serious. Like, until they did the episode with Donald and Thunder, I just knew that was Tommy in that dog suit. I just knew it.
I just knew it, boy. He did have like the same feel when he was fighting, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Bro, I just knew. I said, Tommy, a dog, bro. What's going on? Yeah. He got a sword again.
Well, considering how they was doing stuff behind the scenes, they might have asked him to do it a couple times. Just be like, don't tell nobody.
Yeah, don't tell nobody. He could have been stuntman.
The crazy part is, though, the guy that played the Solaris Knight on Mystic Force, he actually was
that was the dog.
Yeah.
See,
man, that's crazy. Like,
that's what's up.
Like, man, I was like, this dude is dope. But yeah,
he's a trainer.
He got hands for days.
Throwing them.
Hey Prince, you said what season did you just say was your favorite?
Oh, SPD, yeah,
SPD.
SPD, yeah, that's probably my top five. But
I like the atmosphere.
Adam Morphin. Morphin, I'm a fanboy. I'm sorry.
Oh, but SPD. It is their 20th anniversary this year.
Oh, that's crazy.
And you know what they're getting, y'all?
From you know,
nothing.
Not a damn. They don't want to make money, bro.
They said if you're not first, you're last. So that's why they always
make money.
I understand that, but I need for these people with power and just to understand, not everyone started at Mighty Morphin. There are people who started with Disney with like Dino Thunder.
FedEx.
Right.
Yeah. There are people. Matter of fact, I hate saying this because I really am not a big fan of the season all the way, but there are people that started with Samurai.
Okay. I was like, which one you about to say?
I was saying, don't say Ninja Storm.
I was about to be mad because Ninja Storm was my favorite.
I'll say they're the best part of Ninja Storm too. I love Ninja Storm.
Ninja
Storm also is
FedEx was cooking,
in my opinion.
ABC Family was cooking. Shoot.
What did you say Ninja Storm was? My fault.
Underrated a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
Because
yeah,
yeah. I mean, think about it. We never. It was the first time that they experimented with the. We're going to start with three Rangers instead of the normal five, and we're just going to have everybody just join in the team as the show goes on. Yeah. And also the Thunder Rangers. Hello.
Yeah.
Thunder Rangers.
And they had a man disadvantage. They was giving the beats.
Yeah.
They was out there beating
the Wind Rangers.
Oh, they was beating them, Christian.
They was dog walking them.
Yeah, they was dog walking.
I just wish they added some more Rangers. That's all. Yeah. That's another slight. Them, they should have more Rangers. Wild Force should have more Rangers.
Wild
Force is my favorite season.
Wild Force, I'll give you that because
Thunder Thunder should have had more. They should have had more.
Okay,
Wild Force was a good one, Josh.
Yeah, I'll give you Wild Force because they had they had literally the two greatest team ups ever in the same season.
Yep. Yeah,
that they did. Forever Red, baby.
Greatest
episode of all time.
I watch that joint all the time.
I remember that joint, bro.
That and also Zenaku.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We let them slide too with the Beetle Boys in there home forever.
Yeah. I was about to say that, but I was like, let me not ruin the moment. We talk about good.
Okay. Well, I know who that is, but all right. Hey, go ahead and cook
that. Right.
I will say, I did wish they, when I was younger, I wish they would have made like the other two Predazors actually have Rangers with the crocodile and the hammerhead shark.
Yeah, man.
Funny thing that you say that. There was a young lady I was following, and she's a Power Ranger cosplayer, and she legit made.
Oh, I thought you said Ranger the cheeks.
She made Ranger form. She made Ranger suits of the hammerhead and the alligator.
Where?
Yeah, because there's a dude on IG that actually makes custom Wild Force. Like his page is dedicated to Wild Force. He done made his own Rangers stuff, artwork, and everything.
I'm not sure if he's still active. But when I tell you that, like them suits could have been like show official. That's how well that those suits were made.
Yeah, he does custom work too. Like he really dope. I gotta find him again. I know I still follow him.
Adrian, you see her without a suit on?
She was cool.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
I didn't confirm or deny that.
What was that? That we'll let it
go. He didn't confirm or deny.
He confirmed it. He definitely confirmed it by not saying it.
I actually got to talk with her. She's actually really cool. I just wish that she, you know, lived on this side of the planet because she's.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Oh, dang. It'd be like that. It always.
Ain't that fly out to you now. Make them fly out to you now.
But she's married. She got a ring. She got the ring.
Oh, damn.
Somebody ringed it.
Never mind. Cancel.
And I was like, yeah, they better ring you. They better do that.
Congratulations. Right. He knew what he was doing.
Question. So how y'all feel about Jungle Fury?
They should have had that pisses me off.
One of the underrated seasons. Cause don't nobody talk about it, and I'm just
I swear to you, it's like it's non-existent.
What year did that come out again?
I can look it up.
I don't even know.
2009, 2010.
I want to know why didn't they just bring
it? 2008 steam by then.
Yeah.
2008.
Yeah.
I think Disney was at it. Like, look, I don't know if we're gonna keep this up. We're gonna give y'all this, and then we just gonna, I guess. Secretly fund this last season because they didn't advertise the season after them at all.
No.
I want to know why didn't the Rangers that lost it, the people that was trying to be Rangers in the beginning that lost the fight, why didn't they just become, they didn't bring them back? I'm like, hey, yeah,
it was three of them.
It was three. They could have joined the team later because they end up getting three extra suits, the bat, the shark, and the elephant.
The spirit.
They could have had them in those suits. I was like, oh my goodness, it's wasted.
But I will say this, I guess I can kind of see the spirit. I guess I can kind of understand the Spirit Rangers though. Because Story-wise, I can understand because Daishi was getting like was stacking L's like it was nothing. So I guess he wanted to be like, look, so you know what? So these Rangers have been beating my peoples up.
Yeah.
So let me take a page out of their book, kidnap their masters, use their animal spirits to make Rangers, make my own Rangers, and then we're gonna see who's gonna best one now.
I ain't gonna lie. I mean, that it works. But I just would have reused the whole because you could have just used the fact that they lost and got mad, and that they would he was like, hey, you know, we give you Ranger Morphers over here, you know, we celebrate Ranger Morphers over here.
Yeah,
to the like, to the guys that lost.
Yeah,
and then they would have been out there stunning.
Yeah, I'm shocked Daishi didn't go for it. Didn't draft them. Honestly,
He should add a suit too after they turn good. Him and that chameleon chick, they should add a suit.
Okay, that's I can't front,
but his suit was fire.
It's heat.
Yeah, it was fire. Heat. That was fire.
And the Phantom Beast version,
cold blooded, Killer Hill, Killer Hill.
I was like, look, you might be the villain, but you're low-key getting me to root for you.
Yeah, I was like, that suit. That helmet, too. That helmet just really did it.
I will say this. It was around the time, I think it was near the beginning of the series, and they were selling the, you know, they're selling the toys. They did show the Spirit Rangers earlier, and their suits looked closer to, instead of being white, they had, like, the black print similar to the regular. And I don't know, like, I felt like that was false advertising, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I would have had that, gotten that toy, you know what I'm saying, before they came out, like, oh, this is dope, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna add these Rangers to the show. Yeah, and I'm out there with the toy, and then I see like the suits don't look the same. I'm gonna be like, dang, like, so, I'm pretty sure I saw it in Walmart. I think that's where I saw it. I'm gonna feel like I got it from Dollar Tree, you know?
Yeah, like, they really messed it up. That's how I knew what. I used to go to Walmart like right before the season dropped. It just always happened. Right before a season drop, I would see the toys from the season already like out before the season airs. So I would see, okay, we're getting that. And I would just see how they would implement it.
Okay.
Yeah. Wishful thinking.
No. Ooh, I got a good question.
Go ahead, fool.
Wait, no, go ahead, because mine is like a hypothetical question.
Oh, well, mine is too. It was kind of like
Now mine different though. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
I can't wait.
Mine's different though.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
I hope you ask the same question.
Do y'all feel like every season should have got a movie?
No.
I feel like they should have got a movie.
Certain ones.
But yeah, that too.
Like, I would enjoy the Dino Thunder one.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would have definitely enjoyed that.
But it's funny that y'all brought that up because in Japan, the Super for Super Sentai, for their anniversaries, they do movies of this. They do movies of certain seasons.
Oh, that's wow. Crazy.
Like the whole season?
They did a movie for their for Horror Ranger, which was the Super Sentai equivalent to Ninja Storm.
Okay.
Like they took it so serious that they gave a new Ranger form over there for the Red Ranger.
Yeah, they do take.
I was gonna get the Red Ranger a new form.
They do take serious.
See that?
Like, we ain't all out here fighting.
Now my question was like like, other than your favorite, you can't pick your favorite. Like, one, like your very most favorite. But, like, if you were to get recruited, like, as a Power Ranger, which team would you go to? But it can't be your favorite.
Time Force.
What about y'all?
Mystic Force.
I was thinking Mystic Force.
Can I ask a question? Who's your favorite Time Force Ranger?
Who? My favorite?
Yeah.
It's tied between Wes and Eric. It's tied.
All right. I respect it.
Wes
kind of mess with me. He kind of mess with me.
Wes is basically like my normal personality.
Mm-hmm.
But Eric is the more like grittier side of me.
You feel like they wasted that suit, though? Do you feel like they wasted that suit?
Honestly, no.
Hmm.
From a storyline perspective, I understand and get it, because technically Eric wanted to, like, at first he wanted to be better than Wes. Yeah. So I'm already, I'm already better than him because I came from the mud while he got silver spoon fed. So let me prove that I'm a better Red Ranger than him too.
I don't blame him. I ain't gonna lie. If I was on team, I ain't gonna try to be a hater, but at the same time, like, that's my rival
right here. You're in the same color, dog. You're in the same color, dog.
Yeah, he's like that.
It's a little, I got that junk on, though.
I ain't gonna let you stun on me now. Hold on.
Let me
use my visor. I got a better weapon than
you. We doing this for the kids. I'm doing this for the kids, too.
Yeah, they call me rich because I be dressing.
They ain't buying your shoes. Yeah, I see. Okay, now you just playing like that.
I be dressing, bro. Get out of here.
What was yours, Fuquan?
I said Mystic Force. Magic. I don't like magic like that, but hey.
I'm trying to think what I would do.
They ain't had no black engine either?
Yeah, you're right.
That black suit would have been hard, boy.
Had a little cape with it, bro.
Hell yeah, boy. Shoot,
they probably had like a shadow ability or something.
You would have came out there like the Black Knight. They you had like two forms, boy. Yeah,
they say Mystic Force, Christian. You know,
so while Mystic Force is kind of like in the middle for me, I cannot lie. Them fits did what they were supposed to do.
I like they fits, bro.
Them fits did what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, they really was like that. Had the vest and all.
It was like that. It really was.
But now, go ahead, y'all. Go ahead.
Well, Josh, if you got one, who you?
I would say Ninja Storm.
Hey,
that's what I was thinking. Mine would have been Ninja Storm or Loki in space. Okay,
I was thinking that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I was trying to remember
planets and stuff.
Yeah.
Ironically, this season. If they was like, hey, we want you to come through, I probably would not have turned it down, given the fact of what this season is. I had to go for my second being RPM.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, you know what? I already done lost hope if I'm in RPM's universe. I ain't gonna cap this. This is a dystopian era.
Which
we barely eating. But I guess, you know, we could, as a Power Ranger, I would have, what is it called? Priority.
You have some food now. They bring the food rations over there. Getting rations. I look, he would pick Thunder Thunder too, though. I ain't gonna hold you.
Dino Thunder, to fight with Tommy. Green. They didn't have a Green Ranger. They didn't have a gold Ranger.
A White Ranger fit.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
That's a top five fit.
It is a fit.
High Rangers history.
He really did that.
Yeah, he did that. Oh, I thought we was talking about like to be added to the cast, not.
So yeah, to be added to the cast. Yeah, Dino Thunder. Yeah, to sit under the learning tree of Tommy, arguably the best Ranger to ever do it.
Yeah, man.
What about Lost Galaxy?
The Emerald Crystal.
I don't know about Lost Galaxy.
Hold up. I know why I'm going to Lost Galaxy. I'm gonna find it. I'll tell you that.
I can't blame him.
I ain't gonna find it either.
Ain't nobody cop either. Which ain't nobody cop. So
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I would show up
immediately.
All right, she on the team.
Yeah, I mean, look,
Miss Maya.
Maya.
Miss Maya.
You just gotta get there.
We on the team together.
You deal with the Psycho Rangers though.
Them Psycho Rangers would have had me looking beat, bro.
They would have bullied me.
Golly. That was in space, though, wasn't it? They were in Lost Galaxy.
They were in space, but they also came back in Lost Galaxy.
Yeah, because that team.
They tore up in space, though.
Yeah. Oh, God, no. They are the definition of Black Air Force energy. They're also of it is on site.
Yeah.
They're like, if I walk with y'all or the team and I see them, I'm like, bruh, I wouldn't deal with it.
And you can't run either because they
will.
I probably would have.
Fight
it
back.
It was my last resort.
How you getting the bathhouse? I'm on vacation in Japan.
I probably chose Lightspeed Rescue as a last resort. Dang, just have like a black suit. Black suit. You know what I mean?
Trash.
Yeah.
He hated. His last resort, man.
Now, as somebody in the present, I wouldn't mind being like snatched to the future to do SPD.
I would like, I ain't gonna lie, I would like to do SPD. I like futuristic like settings.
SPD was fire. SPD was fire. Yeah,
I don't know what Ranger Collide have because they about took them all up.
Yeah.
They even had, I guess it had to be like a purple or something.
Like, can I be the substitute? I can be substitute.
Oh, they didn't technically have a Black Ranger though because the Shadow Ranger won't, but.
Nah,
I take that Black Ranger.
And that's why be the SWAT Ranger, basically.
I think my last
would be Black
Samurai.
Yeah.
Samurai.
And immediately I'm gonna be like, "Hey, bro, hey, Mentor G. I mean, I love the fact that you know, you have a close relationship with you know, with Jaden there, but you glazing him a little too hard. So
no, that's my son, backhand." So, like, you respect me.
You're glazing him. No. That you basically are kind of like, you're kind of making everybody else kind of like look like they're not worth this.
He gonna be like, you fight him.
Yeah,
Jaden.
His son is Beyonce. The rest
ain't
is
no INT.
Jaden, come get this.
Jaden is not the team. Jaden is not the whole team.
He said it's TIAM.
They'd have made you, they would have gaslit the whole everybody that's watching the show to make you look like the biggest hater. You'd have been looking like Sky.
My bro, stop hating.
Dang, this dude just hating the whole series.
Jaden, as like a Jaden got hands, I'll give him that. He got some hands, but at the same time, like your mentor is the reason why I don't mess with you.
Dang. Dang, you said he like LeBron James and Bronny.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
Don't pull up on Stephen A.
Yep.
Oh, Lord. Man, I ain't got time to be. I'd be like, LeBron would yell at me. I'd be like, but we got that publicity, though. Check out B&B.
Because I'm just like, I'm just like, my brother in Christ, like, why are you dressing down the Gold Ranger? Gold like, Ranger he ain't been doing this Ranger thing by himself while you've been like taking care of everybody else.
It's because traditional people can't stand anything that's like not traditional, the traditional style.
They don't like but change.
But the thing is, the Gold Ranger had no choice but to be non-conventional because he ain't had the advantages the team had.
And I will say this too. It's because it's Samurai. You know, Samurai Code, there's different levels to it. So Jaden's family was a higher tier than the samurai in a sense.
And I get it. He's the red.
Gold Ranger made his morpher, correct? Am I right with that? Did he make his morpher or something like that?
I have to rewatch it. I got to rewatch it.
But he wasn't necessarily chosen to be a ranger. That Gold Ranger wasn't in the original for the backstory of the samurai joint. He wasn't in the original group. And if you know anything about samurai, like if you weren't born into a samurai family, you're not supposed to be a samurai. Yeah. So that's they just
so respect the culture. I get it from there. I get it from that standpoint. But like G saw him fight though.
He can fight. You're
right. I like give me your position.
And then they're gonna feel like they're gonna have to call the army to kill you because you done disrespected the set. They're gonna try to
honor. If he loses.
Mentor G, be a mentor to the other people, to the other Rangers like you are, Jaden. Make it fair. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't be part of the same. I can't be.
If you're a real G, you learn yourself. But you're right though. You need to treat everybody fair.
I know G comes from like I know it's a good place it's coming from. It's just not translating into what you're doing.
And it's funny because he was like the complete opposite of the mentor from Ninja Storm in a way. Because the mentor from Ninja Storm was trying to keep his son hidden. He's like, bro, you don't need to fight. Like, I know you can fight. We know you can fight, man. Just chill out behind the computer, man.
But the thing is, like,
just behind the computer, man. We need you here.
when everything was going haywire, who did he have to turn to, and who did he have to trust to get the team back right again? Cam. He had to put his trust in Cam to get the team right again. And guess what Cam did? He got the team right again. And also, Cam's low key OP. We gotta talk about this.
Yeah.
He up there with Billy. He up there with Billy. If you put them on a Ranger squad, the team's already OP because the tech coming out of that squad.
Oh, okay. Squad
is going to be like top tier. And if it breaks down, they can literally just fix it just like that.
And practice make some. Yeah,
Billy had a lot of character development too, though. By the last season, he was fighting.
Come on now.
Yeah, he was.
First season, he was getting his jump rock.
But they do got the firepower. Shoot.
Say what now?
He said Cam and Billy, if they were on teams.
No, he was talking about Chuck
game. He said what?
He said something about Chuck game, bro. I was trying to figure out.
Of course you would sit up and try to see what you talk about.
I was saying, like, those two are OP. Those two cannot be on the team together because the team already will be OP.
I know Tommy and Jason probably be a good OP team too.
Oh, they're not losing.
They're not. If they tag team it, you saw how they was fighting in them little the matchups at the
juice. They're basically the Sub-Zero and Scorpion of their universe.
Yeah. Like if you could get top two people out of each series and like put them in a tournament. Like how would that, you know?
Tommy and Jason are waxing. And Jason are waxing. Well, if we talk about seasons,
might be waxing. They might
if somebody, hold up. Let me think about.
We just created another episode.
We can talk about that in another episode. Yeah, that might be.
I will say it's the one duo that might give them some trouble. Wes and Eric might.
Are we talking about in their suits or out their suits? If we talk about out-day suits,
no. Out-day suits,
they getting washed.
Because it's going to be Wes. Wes going to be, he going to get rocked. And now Eric going to be like,
They're both training martial arts. Wes and Eric are both training martial arts. That was part of their backstory. They came up in the same martial arts and also same private school. So out-day suits, they have a slight shot. But you also got to remember, this is Tommy and Jason we're talking about here.
Yeah, that's why I said
That's
why I said it because I know Eric actually has like a real world due to his military force background.
And then they came up as doing martial arts a little bit.
But as somebody that's done martial arts, just because you've done martial arts, that makes you know how to compete.
But Jason and
not necessarily have street experience.
Jason and Tommy are black belts. Like, yo, we're not just go past that fact. They're black belts.
Zach and Adam.
They folding everybody.
That's what I was about to say too. The double Zach and Adam. Double black is crazy. But
I mean, if we talk about a dance competition, sure.
Oh, that's crazy.
We're ending the episode now. We're not gonna go in because that was disrespectful. You're not gonna talk about Zach like that.
I'm just saying he
Zach was putting up a fight against Jason before Tommy came up.
He can do all that he wants to he get kicked in the jaw. That's all.
He was keeping up with Jason until Tommy came up.
Did we answer the question? What's the most unappreciated season?
We talked a couple, but as far as my two, and ironically, it's the two that literally came within like the same time span of each other. Jungle Fury and RPM.
Yeah, RPM was definitely
RPM had no advertising, like none.
And yet
RPM is
had a great like story.
Positively loved throughout the Power Rangers universe, just about.
Hey, Zords was ugly, but it was a great
when
story.
I first seen
them Zords are ugly. I'm not gonna front. The Mecha was ugly. I'm not gonna lie on that.
When I first seen it, I was like, oh, this Turbo makes a Wild Force. Okay.
But I will say this. The suits were very different, and I mean that in a very good way.
Mm-hmm.
The suits were different.
That little tire thing move, that tire move they used to do, that was corny.
But I will say they did a good job of kind of explaining it because they said, you know, the creator, she didn't really get a childhood. So she put a little cartoony thing to, you
know, there's one of the spin on it. The one of the greatest episodes of Power Rangers ever was an RPM, and it was basically them breaking the fourth wall.
Okay.
What they do?
They basically talked about, hey, why are you wearing why are we wearing colored spandex to fight evil? Like when they broke the fourth wall. The fourth wall didn't exist.
It was probably Ziggy that asked that, didn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they also talked about, hey, why do we morph when it? Why do we? Why whenever we morph? Why does it always explode behind us?
Yeah.
And so they use the explosion behind them. The Blue Ranger used the explosion behind him as an offensive move in a fight.
That's actually cool. I like Lewis.
They had a good cast. They had a good cast for real.
Yeah, I was like, no. Well, I was like, y'all are doing. I know what y'all are doing. Y'all are literally like, y'all don't have to do this. Y'all ain't got to, you know, come at us like that.
Because I'm the same way. I'm like, why are we posing every time we morph? Why we doing it?
Is it like the requirement? The enemy ain't really about to walk there and watch you pose.
He's standing still.
The funny thing is, they did not have to come at us like with as good as that season was. Because literally, I'm sure all the money that they got to film that was like little to none of it. But
yeah.
Yo, they came. They came hard, and I think they knew that they about to pull the plug on us. So let's just go out. Let's just go out how we want to. So they about to cancel us anyway.
Yeah, they came, huh?
Last year.
Any last remarks?
I guess where they could find you, and
tell us your social stuff, man.
So where they can find me, you can find me on Instagram at Modern Day Ronin, or if you want to follow along with my photography journey, it's at Artistic Ascension 1. Facebook, I'm on there as Artistic Ascension. Please check out and support the art, you know, support me doing this, because the support will help get me to where I want to go. And speaking of that, I will be photographing next Saturday in the Southern Pines National Armory for Alternative Combat Wrestling. Come see some wrestling. Support this brand, because they've been doing right by me so far. And I actually do love this brand a lot, because I'm friends with everybody on it. And these guys and girls really good.
That's what's up.
Hey, I just want to say this brother is the coldest with the lens.
Hey.
Appreciate that. He
does. So, y'all
tap in.
I'm glad also, you joined, bro. For real.
Also, to return the favor, tap into my boys here. Tap into them.
Hey, I heard them. You guys are hilarious.
the amount of life that these guys bring. Cause I'm hyped up, and I've only been talking with them for like an hour or eight. I'm already hyped up just to go like work out just off of being around.
Hey, what's up, man?
They were just top dogs, man. We still could talk more, you know.
We definitely got to bring you back, especially for that. It was a tag team episode.
Hey, we'll plan it out. I'll make sure my schedule allows me to do so.
All right. Bit. Check us out on all our socials. Just look up Blurred and Beyond. We will pop up. We're unique like that. Check out our gaming page, Space Ranger Gaming. Check us out on Facebook, The Black Space Ranger, where you can find out about everything entertainment before everybody else does.
Support all of them. Support all of it.
We appreciate the love. We've been growing constantly since we started. So we just know we love y'all. Make sure if you're on YouTube, you like, comment, and subscribe.
Always remember,
go beyond.